So we're just finishing our morning coffee at the coffee house here in Wivenhoe. I say we, this is quite a strange experience, but it's been very enjoyable. I've got a couple of friends, of new friends. If you'd like to say hello and introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Heather.
Hi, I'm Chris.
We've got Heather and Chris, and you might detect by their accents, they're not local.
Right.
So maybe Heather, where are you from and what brings you to Wivenhoe?
Well, we're from Rochester, New York, and we're on vacation in England right now. And we're actually here in Wivenhoe to meet Martin Newell and also to meet Jason. We knew two people here and we got to meet them both, and it's awesome.
Yeah, wild man of Wivenhoe.
That's Martin.
The greatest living Englishman.
Yeah.
So really, you're interested in Wivenhoe. I know you've got other things planned whilst you're here in the UK, and you're off to London later. But this is really quite fascinating. So the main purpose of your stay here, you're almost holidaying in Wivenhoe.
Yes. Yeah, we really mainly came to Wivenhoe
to meet people, to meet you and Martin, you know.
And then we knew about Martin for a long time. And one time I was Googling him, I don't even remember what I was looking up. It might have been The Wild Man of Wivenhoe, that movie that he did. And I ran across your blog, and it was just great. I was like, wow, this is great. You know, he's doing all this stuff in Wivenhoe. We're totally going to go there. I started sending Chris all kinds of links. Mm-hmm. Because it was just really cool. You have a really awesome blog.
Oh, thank you. Well, it must seem, I think, certainly from being here locally, really sort of quite fascinating that people on the living in the States can go online and look around at things in Wivenhoe.
Yeah.
Has the online impression matched up with what you've seen here on the ground?
Definitely. Wivenhoe looks like such a charming, beautiful town, and you get the impression that people will be sweet and friendly because everything looks so beautiful. And then you get here, everybody's great. Just even our first step, we met nice people on the train, and we needed to make a phone call from the train station. We walk in, there's this cute little cat having some dinner, and we love the cats. And then we didn't have a cell phone or anything, so the fella in the ticket booth passed the phone receiver under the window where you buy your tickets. He dialed in the number so that we could make phone calls, just above and beyond with the friendliness and the hospitality, like from the minute we set foot in the town.
Mm.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
It really was.
So since you've been here, you've been staying for a short time. What kind of things have you been doing, who have you been seeing, or where have you been going to?
Oh, boy. Well, we're staying at the Fisherman's Cottage. Anybody listening to this, I highly recommend Sarah Scattergood's Fisherman's Cottage here in Wivenhoe. Beautiful place. So we're staying there. We had some fish and chips at Papa's.
Papa's, yeah.
Yep.
Papa's.
That was very good.
We went to the Greyhound a couple of times. We did get to meet Martin Newell and Hilary Lazelle.
It was neat. Well, it was also interesting to find out it's an artist's community here, and we've met artists, musicians, poets, writers, bloggers. It's fascinating. People doing artistic things and really sweet people. Everybody's been really good to us on the whole trip.
Definitely. And thank you for the coffees. These are really delicious.
Yeah, I think it's been wonderful to actually meet up. We've been exchanging a few emails over the past couple of weeks, and been asking about what to do and what to see in photos. I just thought it would seem the natural conclusion to, whilst you're here, say hello.
Yeah.
And
it's nice to meet face to face after having corresponded.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I'm sure you've probably got your own lives back in the States. You're very, very settled. Is there maybe some kind of itching? Is there a possibility you could perhaps come to Wivenhoe and move here and live here?
Oh, we would love to, or at least I would. I don't think in reality it's possible.
Life changes is sort of different. Yes,
right.
I'm sure you've got your own lives back over in the States and things to attend to and jobs.
Yes.
Jobs, families,
yes.
Cats. I can't even imagine trying to get the cats over here.
But hopefully, in like a nice way, you'll head back and you'll fly the flag and maybe encourage a bit more tourism coming over here to Wivenhoe.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Anybody that I find out is coming to England, like, you've got to go to Wivenhoe. It's fantastic. It's just beautiful. It's a really nice town.
I wouldn't have thought of coming, really, if it weren't for the people that we are really looking to meet.
Right.
You know? I mean, that was the main draw.
Yeah, we did come here for the people, not for the town, but
the town is lovely.
So alluring.
Yeah. Okay.
Then even the people that we didn't know, just folks out on the street, people, we stopped and asked directions a couple of times.
We had lovely chats with some people.
Yeah,
perfect strangers and very friendly. Like.
Okay, perhaps as a final question before head over Chris. What has been the most picturesque or the most enjoyable thing that you've seen in Wivenhoe? And you can't say the cat at the station.
We did like those cats.
Yeah.
You've been to the church at Oldsford.
Yes.
Which has got its own natural beauty. I'm not sure if I want to spend too much time hanging around there.
Yeah, that was neat. I have a lot of trouble saying Oldsford.
Oldsford. Well, not alone, yes.
It does not trip off my tongue. That was really neat. I think I almost like just walking around the town at night. It's all decorated for Christmas right now, and I am a sucker for Christmas lights. And just being able to walk along, it's lit up, there are nice people.
Yeah, I love the small streets where we come from. Things are more spread out, things are farther apart. This is much more together. Just beautiful.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's very encouraging to hear. So. And it's nice that you've come over, and I think it's wonderful I get to meet you face to face. Hopefully, we can keep
Thanks
on emailing each other,
Jason.
And you can follow things.
Yeah.
So that's Heather and Chris, who have come from Rochester to visit us here in Wivenhoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And please, please do come back.
Oh, thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, travel safely.
Thank you. Carry on.